I have had three children attend school in the North St. Paul Oakdale Maplewood School District. My oldest son graduated last year. He never saw the new graduation standards in his classroom. My middle child is a 10th grader and my youngest is an 8th grader. The graduation standards and the performance packages are mandatory for both of them. Luckily, our school district prepared for over 3 years prior to the implementation of the grand standards. With this advanced planning, many of the classes have well-developed plans for the performance packages, which are used to evaluate the student's understanding of a specific standard. I have seen significant differences between the content of courses taught with and without the standards. The grad standards have improved the quality of learning in the classroom. For example, 9th grade physical science. Before the standards, the students used homemade Play-Doh to model a volcano. They added vinegar and soda to simulate a volcanic eruption. My son did this for his 7th birthday, and it was a hit then. For my second son, when the standards were in place, students in 9th grade physical science were required to draw a plot of land on paper and then build a 3D model to demonstrate topography. They even wrote a letter to a city planner describing the plot location. They got to do the volcano too. The standards also made a difference in 9th grade English. Before the standards, my oldest son worked hard on his writing assignments. But at conferences, his teacher expressed her concern about the quality of his work. My husband and I had an individual conference with her and discovered that the solution to my son's problem was to suck up. The second quarter, my son put less time and less effort into assignments, but he talked with his teacher more often. At the second conferences, the teacher gushed about how much my son had improved. To this day, my son still cites the advantages of sucking up. 9th grade English is different now. At my second son's conferences, the teacher explained about the grad standard his class would be learning. The objectives were clear, and grading was based on rubrics set up for each assignment. The standard required students to write a research paper. They were to research the topic, analyze the validity of each source, and give an oral presentation to the class. Grades were based on performance, not how many times a student talked to the teacher. In 8th grade social studies, my daughter is studying geography. For the standard, her class creates their own continent. The students research a list of geographical terms and then create a topographical landmass that reflects the geographic representations for that land formation. They spend many hours on this project, and the facts they learn won't be forgotten as they might have been after a multiple guess test. Many of my friends have argued that these types of projects could have been used under the old system. The reality, though, is that without the grad standards, they weren't.